This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today was a national holiday in Sri Lanka to celebrate the end of the almost three decades-long civil war with the rebel group, the Tamil Tigers. Now the government is facing the challenge of hundreds of thousands of displaced people, members of the Tamil ethnic group, who were caught in the middle of brutal fighting. Many of those people are now in government internment camps in desperate conditions, and Sri Lanka has begun restricting access for aid groups to those camps. James Elder is a spokesman for UNICEF in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. He says Sri Lanka now has the dubious distinction of being home to the largest refugee camp in the world.
These people have had nowhere else to flee. They've been trapped on what is a smaller and smaller space under very intense fire between the Tamil Tiger rebels and the government troops. So now that finally those hostilities are over, people are arriving sick, malnourished, many still with bullet and shrapnel wounds from what, as I say, has been fierce fighting. And this latest massive influx of people really does put a horrendous strain on the systems of health, sanitation, and water in what are already grossly overcrowded camps.
Our understanding is that the Sri Lankan government has been restricting access to these people, restricting the access of aid groups. Why is that? Help us understand what the motivation there would be.
Yeah, that's correct. As of Saturday, government did begin putting restrictions onto the access to the United Nations and partners, making it almost impossible for the UN to continue its operations at a time, as I say, when the enormous level of need requires full and unimpeded humanitarian access. It's difficult to second guess why they have done it. They've said broadly under issues of security, but of course it's hard for me to know what their thinking has been on this. They haven't been terribly clear, but certainly it's a situation that makes the work of so many UN agencies and of partners almost impossible.
Well, is any aid getting to these displaced people?
Yes, a very limited amount. It was only a matter of days ago, if you took back to Friday and Saturday, UNICEF's response with partners was literally working around the clock to supply millions of litres of water to this huge number of people, the construction of latrines, toilets, bathing facilities, construction of nutritional centres for so many malnourished children. That type of work now is a fraction of what it was just a few days ago, at a time, of course, when it in fact needs to be scaling up.
And just to be clear, if these people in the camp wanted to leave, are they free to go?
No, they're not. These are camps based around, as I say, government claims of essentially national security. These are camps run by the military. These are camps surrounded by barbed wire. There is no freedom of movement for the civilians from these camps.
Well, what's your perception of the Sri Lankan government and their good faith or the lack of it here?
Well, I think that beyond even this critical issue of humanitarian assistance, if I can say going beyond it, it really is critical that Sri Lanka and its government, of course, seizes this historical moment and seeks reconciliation that will bring a long-lasting and sustainable peace. Now, that really starts with a few ways. Fundamentally, with the care of these just over a quarter of a million people who really have endured an unimaginable hell in being caught between the fierce fighting of government and the Tamil Tigers. That situation obviously is not looking good today with these restrictions on aid. Secondly, of course, equally important is for government to start separating, to make clear how it's going to separate the Tamil Tiger rebels from the civilians, so essentially separating combatants from non-combatants. At the moment, all civilians are in these government camps behind barbed wire. What's critical is that this separation needs to occur very quickly so that civilians can once again be allowed to move freely and are therefore able to settle, you know, outside these camps and back in their villages and restart their lives. It's very murky as to when that will occur. And, of course, these camps need to be very much a short-term emergency response, not long-term planning for these people.
James Elder is a spokesman for UNICEF. He spoke with us from the capital of Sri Lanka, Colombo. Mr. Elder, thanks very much.
Thank you.